The sermon today is based on our reading from 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 1 through 12. To start, I reread verses 3, 4, 5, and 6. Therefore, I want you to understand that no one speaking in the Spirit of God ever says, Jesus is accursed. And no one can say, Jesus is Lord, except in the Holy Spirit. Now there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are varieties of service, but the same Lord. And there are varieties of activities, but it is the same God who empowers them all in everyone. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord. You are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. You can follow along in the sermon notes or just listen if you like. In this beginning section, that Paul talks about things of the Spirit. He wants them, first of all, to see that the Spirit is about faith in Christ. And second of all, he wants them to see that these different activities and gifts are gifts of grace. Part of Paul's letter to the Corinthians is to answer some questions that they wrote him ahead of time. And we don't have that letter that they sent him, but we can tell that they wrote him because in various sections of 1 Corinthians it says, now concerning this, now concerning that. And in this section, chapter 12, verse 1, it says, now concerning spiritual things. And as I looked more carefully at this, I saw there's something I need to bring out to the congregation. Because the English translations oftentimes, they aren't very, maybe help precise in some ways that would be helpful. In verse 1, he says spiritual things, not spiritual gifts. It's just of the Spirit, or sometimes it could be translated spiritual ones. But it's the idea of gift, isn't it? Just, now concerning the spiritual things you wrote me about, that's topic. And what happens then is he changes or gives another term in verse 4. Gifts of grace. Grace gifts. And that switch is not always seen in the English translations. But that switch in terms is very, very important. They asked about spiritual things. He wanted to talk to them about gifts of grace. Sometimes when people want to talk about spirituality or spiritual things, that focus is on their own life. Sometimes how good they are or how bad they are or what they want to achieve. And that really isn't the focus that Paul teaches. First of all, he wants them to know that when you're talking about spiritual things as a Christian, the first thing you talk about is faith in Christ. That is what the Holy Spirit does. And so he says, when you were once pagans, unbelievers, non-Christians, you once followed mute idols, dead idols. They weren't worth anything. That's what you knew. That was your spirituality, spiritual things. Dead idols, mute idols. But Paul tells them, but now that you have the Holy Spirit, no one who has the Holy Spirit can say Jesus is cursed. No one can say that. And also, no one can truly say Jesus is Lord by the power of the Holy Spirit. That's the first thing he wants them to know. If you talk about spiritual things, then I'll tell you where we start. You start with saying Jesus is Lord. Faith in Jesus Christ above all else, no matter what it costs, Jesus is Lord. That's number one. Then he gets into what's causing divisions and problems. Their attitudes, their thinking. God has given them gifts, and he has this list. And if you notice, I'm not going to talk about that list. We're talking about what God is doing among them. And he calls them the variety of gifts of grace. This is the grace, the undeserved love, the free gifts of God. For God so loved the world, same love. For so God so loved his church that he gave gifts. And Paul says there's a variety of gifts. And Paul wants to point out to them, besides this list of gifts, that these gifts cannot be used against one another. That is not how God works, because they're all from the same Spirit. And so they cannot be saying, oh, I speak in tongues, so I'm better than you, but I do healings, I'm better than you, but I'm wise, I have wisdom or knowledge, I'm better than you. That is not the way the Holy Spirit gives out gifts. Therefore, the common good, good for everybody. It's also interesting, and I did not realize this before I was looking at it closely, that in verse 7, when Paul says, to each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good, in our translation, ESV, it's actually not a past done, but it is being given. The Greek is being given. It's going on continuously every day. And that really emphasizes that, Paul is emphasizing that it's the Holy Spirit who is in control of what he's going to give and when he's going to give it for the common good. So there are a variety of gifts given by the Holy Spirit as he wills for the common good. It is very, very specific, and those of you who are, we have the opportunity to pray before services, usually the organist and sometimes other helpers in the church service, choir or things. Two things I always mention. May everything we do in this service be to the glory of God and be to the benefit of God's people. Whether it's me preaching, whether it's the organist, whether it's the ushering, whether it's a communion committee, altar committee, whatever is happening, whether it's a choir, to the glory of God and for the good of his people. Common good. The Holy Spirit gives these tools to build, edify God's church, to build up God's church. We had a variety of colors today to color a picture. Another way you could picture is there's a variety of tools in a toolbox. Don't use a hammer on a screw. Well, you can, but it's not right. Don't use the screwdriver to take that nut off the end of the bolt. You can, but it's not going to work. Variety of gifts, variety of activities for the common good. For God to use us in his timing as things are going to work out. I'll read directly those three short reflections on the piece of paper. First, Christianity is not self-directed generic spirituality so that everyone decides for himself or herself what a good religion is or is not. That approach, where everybody decides for themselves what religion is, that's like the people of Corinth following this idol or this idol or this idol. I'll have this idol. No, I'll have this idol. No, I'll have this idol. Oh, I'll have all three. for Christians, the spiritual things or spirituality or religion is first and foremost to confess that Jesus is Lord. That is what the Holy Spirit does in our lives. And the second point there, Christian living is not a measure of me, but a measure of things I can do. Can you do this? Can you do this? I must be better. You must be better. What is your gift? What is your gift? That's not Christian living. Christian living is to be empowered by the Holy Spirit in these every day with these gifts of grace he's going to give us as he wills to benefit the people of God, the common good. So as Christians, we're empowered to see the needs, empowered to receive the Holy Spirit, to use our gifts and abilities and activities for the benefit of God's people, to his glory. Don't even talk about that list of gifts and what each one is until we know it's from the same Spirit for the common good, and above it all, Jesus is Lord. That's priority. Then we might begin to talk about the different gifts. But first, Jesus is Lord. And we work together for the common good. We pray. Dear Father in heaven, thank you for giving us faith in Jesus so that we can all say Jesus is Lord. And we ask you to always make us aware by the power of your Holy Spirit of the gifts you give us, the abilities you give us, the insights that you give us, whatever it may be, that we can serve one another. And help us to work together as you will. And help us to rejoice in what each one can contribute and how each one is enabled to glorify you and help the body of Christ. All these things, Heavenly Father, we bring to you in the holy name of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Now may the peace which surpasses all human understanding keep our hearts and our minds with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.